It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Cinderella Robert Morris Colonials basketball team, fresh off of a stunning upset of defending NCAA champion Kentucky, now knows the team it will play in the second round of the NIT. Robert Morris will meet Providence in Providence on Monday night after the Friars defeated Charlotte last night to advance. I'm joined now by Robert Morris head basketball coach Andy Toole. Coach, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, how are we doing?
Well, thank you. Some 36 hours after the win over Kentucky, I'll bet the excitement hasn't died down on the Robert Morris campus.
It has not. And, you know, I think it'll be a little while before it does. You know, it was just such an incredible night, and the atmosphere was, you know, almost indescribable. And so I think it'll be a memory that people hold on to for a while now.
I've heard that you compared your team's story to Rocky Balboa.
I did. It was kind of the first thing that kind of came to my head. You know, playing the defending national champs in our home building, and it almost seemed like we were hand selected to do that. And big fan of the Rocky movies, and that was the first thing that kind of popped into my mind. And obviously, I think we stood up and we fought as well as Rocky did.
Your team's 59-57 victory over Kentucky has been called a program defining win. How would you characterize it?
You know, obviously, it's getting, you know, tons of attention from, you know, local, regional, national media and things like that. And, you know, I think it was just an opportunity for us to continue to grow our brand as a program and have people understand what we're doing at Robert Morris. So over the last six seasons, we've had an incredible run of winning and championships and NCAA tournament bursts and NIT tournament bursts. And I don't know how many people know about those things. So if this was a way to shed light on all those, then it was well worth it.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Robert Morris head basketball coach Andy Toole. Coach, as you approached the game with Kentucky, what things were you telling your players?
You know, I just thought if we could really be detailed, if we could stick to our game plan and our formula that we've worked on all season long, we didn't do anything different than we usually do. We didn't put in, you know, 10 new plays or change the way that we defend. You know, we just made some tweaks to our formula, things that we've done against other opponents. And told them that if we go out and we can play together and we can execute the details of the game, we're going to put ourselves in a very good position. And obviously our guys listened to that message and they executed beautifully.
Well, they certainly got off to an amazing start. For nearly the first 5 minutes, you held Kentucky scoreless, and then the Colonials jumped out to a 14-2 lead. How important was that good start in terms of giving your players the confidence that they could pull this off?
It was, you know, instrumental in us being able to win the game, because even though it's maybe not the same Kentucky team that won a national championship last year, they're still Kentucky. And as much as, you know, coaches and people around say, hey, you guys can compete with these guys, you guys can make plays, you can win this game, there's always that little bit of doubt. And I think if it was reversed, if we were down 14-2, I don't know how well we would have reacted. And so once our guys were able to take that lead, make some plays, realize that these guys, as talented as they are beatable, I think that gave us some confidence.
Now, of course, the Wildcats made it very close at the end. The game was tied with 8 seconds to go. Did you have a sense that Kentucky was going to make a comeback like that?
For sure. They're just too talented a team, and Coach Calipari's too good a coach to allow us to just kind of easily win the game without much resistance. And so we knew it was going to get close. We knew it was going to come down to one or two possessions or one or two plays late in the game. And I think in the last 2 minutes of the game, we made more plays than they did, and that's why we were successful.
Now, of course, Kentucky coach John Calipari is a Moon native, which seems poetically just. What did he say to you at the end of the game?
You know, he was just very complimentary. He really you know, spoke highly of the way that our guys performed and the way that they handled themselves and just the passion that they played with. And so as a coach, it's very, very nice to hear someone of his stature and, you know, his kind of, with all the things that he's accomplished, speak about your team in that way. And, you know, I think our guys obviously deserved that kind of those compliments, but he was extremely gracious, and, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Of course, as a coach, you know that you can't dwell on this for too long because there's another game to play, but I'm sure you're well aware that this is something people are going to be talking about for years to come. In terms of what this symbolizes for Robert Morris, how would you sum that up, Coach?
It's hard to sum it up right now, to be completely honest. I mean, from the notoriety and the name recognition that's come with this. I mean, yesterday I was, you know, watching ESPN, and it seemed like every time I looked up, they were talking about our game. You know, they talked about it last night in the NCAA tournament games. You know, it's been referenced a lot of different places, and so I can't even try and quantify the meaning of the game from an overall university perspective, because, you know, for 2 hours we really grabbed the attention of not just, you know, the city or the region, really the country and maybe even beyond.
Now, you know that you have a second-round game at Providence on Monday night. How do you avoid the dreaded letdown after a monumental win like the one you just had?
It is dreaded. And I think it's something where we got to really talk about making sure that we prepare the same way. You know, obviously we're going to try and turn it into a message of, if we could be successful playing a certain style or a certain way against a team like Kentucky, let's try and do that all the time. And, you know, make sure that we're preparing the right way and understanding that what we did to make ourselves successful, we need to be able to do again. And we need to prepare the same way. We need to have the same kind of focus and the same kind of togetherness. And that's what, you know, we'll talk about today when we get back together to practice. And one of the things that was nice about it was we didn't really know our opponent until last night. So for really the first 24 hours after the win, we, as coaches and as players, we didn't have our next opponent to turn our attentions to. We could really enjoy it. And so every pat on the back that those guys got as a team, they deserved. And so, you know, now we'll kind of turn our attention forward and say that we still have more games to play.
Andy Toole is the head coach of the Robert Morris Colonials basketball team that upset defending NCAA champion Kentucky on Tuesday night. They'll play at Providence in round two on Monday night. Coach, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations to you and your players, and good luck to Robert Morris on Monday.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you having me on.
Coming up, an interview with now President Terry O'Neill when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.